Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Red Badgero. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rip Collins. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Rip Collins. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Reeves. Batting third. The right fielder, Cedric Durst. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Russ Scarrett. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hal Ryan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hod Leesenby. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Hod Leesenby. And now, play ball. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Reeves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Durst for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Badgero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgero hits a fly ball into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry takes first base on ball four. Hod Leesenby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leesenby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke takes first base on ball four. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Rourke moves to second. One out. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. O'Rourke moves to third. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 1 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 1 in the game. Reeves hits a fly ball into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0 for 1 in the game. Durst hits a fly ball into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue is hit by the pitch. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 1 in the game. Mainisch hits a line drive into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Blue moves to second. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 0 for 1 in the game. Badgerow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue scores. Kress moves to third. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to second for the out. Kress scores. Two outs. It's Browns, 2, Red Sox, 2. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Melillo. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Melillo steals second. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. O'Rourke takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 1 in the game. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves juggles the ball. That's an error on Reeves. Melillo moves to third. O'Rourke moves to second. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. the Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat is 0 for 1 in the game. Skarrat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Skarrat moves to second. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sweeney bunts towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. Skarrat moves to third. Reagan moves to second. One out. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0 for 1 in the game. Rhein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to home to get Skarrat. Reagan moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 2 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0 for 2 in the game. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hod Leesenby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leesenby is 0 for 1 in the game. Leesenby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Leesenby moves to second. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 2 in the game. Reeves bunts, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0 for 2 in the game. Durst hits a line drive towards right. Badgerow catches it and throws to second to double up Leesenby. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a line drive into left field. Skarrat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Badgerow hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Durst. Badgerow reaches second base with a double. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Badgerow tags and moves to third. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. the Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Skarrat hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Collins covering, for the out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sweeney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-2 in the game. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-2 in the game. Mannion takes first base on ball 4. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins bunts towards the mound. Leesonby fields it and throws to first for the out. Mannion moves to second. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-3 in the game. McNeely hits a fly ball into left field. Skarrat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Blue hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hod Leesonby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leesonby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leesonby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Collins covering, for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-for-3 in the game. Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Oliver moves to second. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0-for-3 in the game. Durst hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-3 in the game. Maynish hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Badgerow hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Durst. Badgerow reaches second base with a double. Kress moves to third. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Melillo strikes out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Collins covering, for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Reagan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynish. Reagan reaches second base with a double. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sweeney strikes out. Two outs. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0 for 3 in the game. Rhein hits a line drive into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mannion hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 4 in the game. McNeely takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNeely. The throw from Berry and he is out, Rhein applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hod Leesonby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leesonby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Leesonby bunts towards the mound. The ball bounces off Collins, and towards Kress, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to second. One out. Bill Narleski pinch runs for Charlie Berry. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Maynish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Reeves hits a fly ball into left field. Maynish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Heving now catching. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heine Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0 for 4 in the game. Maynish hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Durst. Maynish reaches second base with a double. Blue moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blue tags and scores. One out. It's 3-2, Browns. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Badgerow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Manish moves to third. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0-for-4 in the game. Durst hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Scarrett hits a line drive into right field. Badgerow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Reagan strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.